Kingston upon Thames, I said. That's bloody miles away, isn't it? That's over in what?
Surrey, I said.
Surrey. You are four cleaners from Leafy, Surrey. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, we are cleaners from nearby, but they are sending us on a cleaning job in Surrey.
Cash your account, then.
The man sounded so tired. What?
Will you pay in cash, or is it going on the detention centre's bill?
We will pay in cash, mister. We will pay when we get there.
You'd better.
I listened for a minute, and then I pressed my hand down on the cradle of the telephone receiver. I dialed another number. This was the telephone number from the business card I carried in my see-through plastic bag. The business card was damaged by water. I could not tell if the last number was an 8 or a 3. I tried an 8, because in my country odd numbers bring bad luck, and that is one thing I had already had enough of. A man answered the call. He was angry.
Who is this? It's bloody 6 in the morning.
Is this Mr. Andrew O'Rourke?
Yeah, who are you?
Can I come to see you, mister?
Who the hell is this?
We met on the beach in Nigeria. I remember you very well, Mr. O'Rourke. I am in England now. Can I come to see you and Sarah? I do not have anywhere else to go. There was silence on the other end of the line. Then the man coughed and started to laugh.
This is a wind-up, right? Who is this? I'm warning you. I get nutters like you on my case all the time. Leave me alone, or you won't get away with it. My paper always prosecutes. They'll have this call traced and find out who you are and have you arrested. You wouldn't be the first.
You don't believe it is me?
Just leave me alone. Understand? I don't want to hear about it. All that stuff happened a long time ago, and it wasn't my fault.
I will come to your house. That way you will believe it is me.
No.
I do not know anyone else in this country, Mr. O'Rourke. I am sorry. I am just telling you so that you can be ready.